Blackstone Audio presents Revolutionaries, A New History of the Invention of America by Jack Rakov. For Bernard Balin, the Creative Historian. Prologue. The World Beyond Worcester. On March 15, 1756, a young schoolteacher in Worcester, Massachusetts, sat in his great chair at school, surveyed his pupils at work around him, and fancied himself as some dictator at the head of a commonwealth. That evening, in his diary, John Adams mused about his charges. In My Little School, he could find all the great geniuses, all the surprising actions and revolutions of the great world in miniature. Numbered among his students were several renowned generals but 3 feet high, and several deep-projecting politicians in petticoats. The whole variety of humankind was present, he boasted. Kings, politicians, divines, LD, fops, buffoons, fiddlers, sycophants, fools, coxcombs, chimney sweepers, and every other character drawn in history or seen in the world. It took a lively imagination to detect such diversity in the children of Worcester's farmers, all destined to follow in their parents' stolid ways. The teacher seemed content with his lot. Let others waste the bloom of life at the card or billiard table. He would rather sit in school and consider which of my pupils will turn out in his future life a hero and which a rake, which a philosopher and which a parasite. It could not have occurred to him to ask which might become a revolutionary. Still, the learning Adams had acquired at Harvard College in Cambridge was outrunning its uses in